Forest and Bird is warning an increase in yellow-eyed penguins getting caught in fishing nets is pushing the nationally endangered bird to the brink of extinction. It estimates 30 of the penguins were caught in commercial nets last year, either at the bottom of the South Island or on the mainland's east coast. Here's our fisheries reporter, Conan Young.
Just 10 years ago, there were 600 nests counted in the mainland population of Hoiho, which are one of the rarest penguins in the world. That's now down to 227, thanks in part to the impact of disease and possibly climate change. Forest and Bird's Kevin Haig says some commercial fishing nets are also a known threat.
The fishing method that's implicated here is set net fishing. It's one of the crudest mechanisms that we have for catching fish because basically the set net will catch everything that's in the water column.
Kevin Haig says the reason the death count from last year is an estimate is that most fishers are failing to report when they pull up birds in their nets. He says it's no coincidence the three penguins that were reported last year happened to be on boats with observers on board, noting that only 10% of boats in this region carry observers.
We fully expect that the number is a lot closer to 30 and potentially even more, of course. The industry cannot be trusted to self-police, and that we desperately need cameras on all fishing boats.
Forest and Bird also wants a complete ban on set nets in all areas where the penguins forage for food.
Is the stark choice. Do we value this species enough to make changes to the places and the way that we fish? Or do we say the cost of making the transition in some way is too great, and therefore we're prepared to see this species become extinct from the mainland on our watch?
The industry group Fisheries Inshore was approached for comment but was not available. In a statement, it says Forest and Bird is scaremongering and questions the way it's estimated the 30 deaths. It says starvation, disease, predation by sharks and dogs are the real reasons numbers are declining. But penguin expert Professor John Cockrum backs Forest and Bird's estimate of deaths attributable to nets.
Indeed, it's a very clear and threat, and we can't directly address natural threats, but we can directly address the human threats.
The government is consulting on options to stop Hoiho numbers from falling any further. Professor Cockrum says while its proposal talks about the threats posed by nets, it doesn't suggest a fix, and this isn't good enough.
The Hoiho is a threatened species. Its numbers are declining. And here we have one of the reasons for the decline, and that a reason that doesn't need to be there. So a ban on set netting is an action that would be beneficial.
The Minister of Conservation, Eugenie Sage, says she's discussing with officials whether more money is needed to help keep the penguins safe or if more emphasis needs to be put on reducing marine threats. She says nets are a threat to Hoiho. All eyes are now on her department to see if it will come up with a plan that works or if we're looking at a future where the Hoiho will be seen on the $5 bill and nowhere else. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Conan Young tēnei.